Good morning. Today we have a very interesting question as it relates to Siyum. We are coming up Erev Pesach to the fast of the firstborn, the Ta'anis Bechorim. And a Bechor, the minhag is that a Bechor firstborn has to fast unless they have a Sudas Mitzvah that they participate in, most commonly a Siyum. So oftentimes after Shacharis, there is a Siyum and the Bechorim participate, and because of that Siyum, they do not have to fast. That is what we've talked about for the past couple of days, and we talked about if you have to have a connection to the Siyum, or if you can walk into anyone's Siyum and simply go to a Siyum and not have to fast. Today we have a question. The person who is making the Siyum, can he target the day that he needs to have the Siyum? In other words, it'd be very rare that I just happen to finish a Masechta yesterday or today and I'm going to make a Siyum. It's Erev Pesach, or during the 9 days I've been learning Yevamos or Gemara Shabbos, hundreds of Dapim for a number of months, and it just happens that I am going to have a Siyum during the 9 days so we can have meat. So is it permissible to either hurry up on the learning or slow down on the learning or finish the learning and just leave a segment at the way end in order to have a Siyum, and we're talking about during the 9 days in order to eat meat, or Erev Pesach in order to absolve a Bechor, the Bechorim, from having to fast on that day? So in fact, we're going to see a number of opinions in this regard. We're going to start out with the Tshuvas Maharam Mintz, who says when it comes to having a Siyum on a Masechta, it is indeed permitted to leave a little bit. L'sof Masechta Yishar Me'at B'sof, you're permitted to stop. You're stopping early. You're not ready to do the Siyum yet. And then you can wait until a convenient day in order to have the Siyum. So that is the Maharam Mintz. It doesn't have to be targeted perfectly that you finish on Erev Pesach, the day before Erev Pesach, or you finish perfectly during the 9 days. It's permissible to finish, almost finish, leave a little bit at the end, and delay until either Erev Pesach for the Ta'anis Bechorim, or until the 9 days, and to have a Siyum so you don't have to, you can eat meat on that day, not a problem. So there is flexibility according to this Maharam Mintz. Having said that, the alternative view of view number two is Eliyahu Rabu, who says that it is improper. You're not allowed to hurry up or to slow down a Siyum in order to target the 9 days in order to eat meat then. And he would say the same thing, doesn't say it explicitly, but it would be the same concept when it comes to the Ta'anis Bechorim, targeting the day before Pesach for the Bechorim to not have to fast. So he would say the same thing. You can't speed up or slow down for those purposes. That is not appropriate to do. And in addition, even if you would land on the right day in order to have the Siyum, so you've been learning Yevamos for months and months, and it happens to be you're going to finish the 9 days, but you typically would not make a Siyum. For whatever reason, you typically would not make a Siyum, and you're saying, now I may as well make a Siyum because it's the 9 days, I can eat meat. No, you typically wouldn't have a Siyum, you wouldn't make a Siyum, but I'm a Bechor, or there are other Bechorim around, and it's Erev Pesach, and I'm going to happen to make a Siyum, even though typically I wouldn't. Says the Eliyahu Rabba, in both of those circumstances, either going fast or slower, going faster or slower, or even if you targeted the day, even if you were landing on the right day without planning it, but nonetheless you typically wouldn't have a Siyum, you cannot make a Siyum in order to eat meat during the 9 days or to have a Bechor, not fast, on the Ta'anis Bechorim. Why? Because it shows that you are targeting that day in order for your own benefit, in order for you to eat meat or for you somebody not to fast. That's not the concept of a Sudas Mitzvah, of a Siyum. The Siyum concept is that we want to do it in order to celebrate the Simcha of the Mitzvah. So if that's not your intent, if you're simply trying to play the game and target the day in order to be able to eat meat during the 9 days or to be able to absolve somebody from the Ta'anis Bechorim, the intention is not the Seudas Mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah that the intention is the Seuda, but not the mitzvah. Now, our intention has to be the mitzvah, not the Seuda. And accordingly, the Eli Rabba says that cannot be done. If it's not for those motives, in other words, if it's just a regular Siyum, which is a beautiful thing, but it's not in order to target the 9 days or a Pesach, but it happens to be at other times of the year, then we can have some flexibility, says Eli Rabba. Then you can do it a little earlier, you can hurry up, you can do it a little later, your ulterior motive is not for your seuda, but it is for the mitzvah, and accordingly, then you have that flexibility. So here we have opinion number two. Opinion number two is when it comes to gaming the system, targeting the days, you cannot do that because we see your motive is the seuda, not the mitzvah. So that is opinion number two. Again, opinion number one was the Mara Mintz, that we do have flexibility. You can hurry up, you can slow down in order to target the 9 days to have meat, or we would say the same thing, you can target the Erev Pesach for the Tanis Bechorim to have a Siyum. The Eliyahu Rabba's opinion number two, you cannot do that. You cannot hurry up or slow down when it comes to eating of meat on the 9 days to have a Siyum then, or a Siyum Erev Pesach. Those are two opinions. Opinion number three is the Shem Mishmuel. And he brings the Eliyahu Rabba that says you can't speed up, you can't slow down, you can't do that, it's improper, it's usher to do that. And says the Shem Mishmuel, I disagree on one point. I can hear he says to slow down in order to target having a Siyum and Erev Pesach, or to slow down your learning in order to have a Siyum during the 9 days. I can understand that that's problematic, but to speed up, when it comes to speeding up, you want to learn faster, right? Disagree. Adarabe, in fact, I fully disagree. He says, Nira ki hu zachor letov, that it's a wonderful thing that he is learning quicker. We're not going to be saying you can't learn shelo lishma. Of course you can learn, whether it's lishma, shelo lishma. He's learning Torah, and even if he's doing it quicker in order to target a day, but it's still a wonderful thing that the person is learning. So that we have an opinion number three. And just to recap, the Mara Mitz opinion number one is, yes, you can target a day. You can go slower, you can go quicker, not a problem. Eliyahu Rabba says you cannot go quicker or slower, either one, in order to target the 9 days to have meat, or to target Erev Pesach to have a Siyum then. Other days, okay, fine, quicker, slower, but not if you're trying to target those days because you're trying to benefit yourself, and we see that you're focused on the Seuda, not the Mitzvah. And opinion number three brought the Shem Mishmuel, agreeing with the Eliyahu Rabba that indeed you shouldn't be slowing down your learning for targeting those days, but when it comes to learning quicker, that would be a wonderful thing, even if you are targeting those days. And it seems to be that the minhag olam is that we are lenient on this, and we do try to have siyumim, or some people do try to have siyumim during the 9 days to eat meat, or Erev Pesach, certainly Erev Pesach, and we do have some flexibility. That seems to be the minhag olam, but I would think that it shouldn't be mugzam, it shouldn't be exaggerated. It should be somebody indeed learning quicker, great, but to slow down and to wait a few weeks or months in order to have a siyum on those days, I would think that that would be inappropriate to do. Have a wonderful day.